You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome, Philly, to your favorite sports show.
Song, bro.
Hosted by Jesse Town and Sam Wilson. They're smart, they're sexy, and they're all Philly. So thanks for tuning in, and we hope you enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome into episode number 87 of Babes on Broad. I'm Sam Stafford with my co-host Jesse Taylor, and we are the Babes on Broad, brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. Another win for the only undefeated team in the league, the Philadelphia Eagles. And man, does it feel good, Jess?
It feels so good. It feels so good because it's that same like 2017 vibes of where, like, you know, every game almost feels like trappy, almost too good to be true situation, but like we get to enjoy it week in and week out. But then, you know, you don't even want to get your hopes up too high, because the last time we got our hopes up too high, it was like, you know, dream team season in 2012 and they were 4-12. and you know, it was just a terrible time. Like, this was another one of those rosters. We talked about it going into the season. Like, it's not, other than, you know, your main guys like an AJ Brown or a Devontae Smith, other than that, it's not like it's this like super duper like all-star roster, right? Like, it's not this huge name roster, but it's got a lot of guys who are very, very, very good, who have that potential to be that, like, you know,
yes, good pieces.
Roster. Right. Like, Darius Slay had a really good season last year, but he's having an even better one this year. Obviously he got hurt yesterday. We'll talk about it, whatever.
Yeah.
but you know, like, it's, I know that they're a really good football team on paper, but the fact that all of these players are actually playing to their potential and beyond, it's just so beautiful to see.
It is. And you said trappy, and I agree with that, but it's also like, there's that sense of comfort with like knowing how good this team is and how good they mesh and the adjustments that they're able to make so far, that like really just give you that like, like, I'm already like, yeah, we have Arizona and then the Cowboys. We'll probably lose one. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Because also our schedule helps us, but right. I mean, like, really though, like, there is, at this point, this team just looks so good. And there was one point yesterday when we went down 14-0 really early. And I even tweeted out, and I was just like, they need to adjust fast here and put some points on the board, because the weather was so horrid that like it was going to be most likely a ground game yesterday because of the rain and everything. And if that happens, you know, you fall too far behind, you just simply don't have enough time on the clock to run all those points back on the board. You know what I mean? So right. That was my like worry yesterday, and they just completely, they must have had the same thought and been like, okay, we got to shut it down, turn it on right now. You know what I mean? And yeah, it was maybe like an ounce of worry I had, and then they just shut it right down.
Yeah. I mean, obviously it didn't start great. And when we were sitting here watching it, Joe was going, I'm telling you, this game's trappy. It feels trappy.
And everybody thought that going into this, because this team is good. That Jags team is good.
Well, it's exactly what we talked about. Think about like how we talked about the Commanders the week before, right? Like, everything is so perfectly written for the Eagles to lose the game. Like, it is the perfect storm for the Eagles to take the L on this situation.
Well, Jess,
we talked about it with Carson in, you know, his new field against blah, 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 blah. We did the whole thing. But Doug Peterson coming back to Philly, knowing, you know, some of these players like the back of his hand and understanding the personnel, knowing their strengths, knowing their weaknesses. Now, it's been 2 years, so everyone has grown since then. But it's just, you know, everything is the script is written so perfectly for the Eagles to have lost both of these last two games. And again, the Eagles defense only allowed two touchdowns yesterday. So and you know, one of them was.
One was a pick six.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. So they had 21 points. So the Eagles defense only allowed two touchdowns. So but that's what I'm saying. Like that offense couldn't get anything they wanted to get done against this defense yesterday. So, and it, you know, it was funny. I don't know if you heard, did you hear Jalen Hurts after the game when they asked him what happened on the interception? He was like, it was a pick. I shouldn't have thrown that ball. And they were like, he was like, well, what would you do differently? You know, if you can have back, he goes, not throw a pick six. Yeah. What would you do differently? Like,
so but I feel like that also was good because it really set the tone for them, and I was going to mention this later, so I'll probably say it again later. But I was just, like, I feel like that really set the tone because that really showed them, too, the weather conditions that they were playing in. And I think it made them adjust more to the weather because they did come out, like, guns ablaze, and we're throwing. We're not fearing this rain. And it was windy and rainy and cold.
Yeah. And you know, I thought what was really interesting was something we haven't seen from the Eagles. So just to kind of get the stats out there as well, while we kind of continue talking about the game and sort of how it unfolded. So Jalen Hurts was 16 of 25, 204 yards and an interception. He added 39 yards and a touchdown on the ground. All of their touchdowns came on the ground yesterday. Miles Sanders had a career high of 134 yards as well as two touchdowns. And, you know, AJ Brown also had, you know, a nice day, only receiver in the NFL with five or more receptions and 65 or more yards in each of the first four games this season. So I think what I was really impressed with this offense yesterday was I think they had a game plan. And even when they went down 14-0, they stuck to it. They didn't necessarily, like, I think they didn't get away from what they intended to do. Does that make sense? Like, usually when you get down 14-0, and we saw this a lot with Doug Peterson, like, when they got down early, the run game disappeared, was gone.
Yeah.
Completely and totally gone.
When at that point, that's all we had.
Right. They did not, now, several things. One, they did not have to utilize their ground game at all this year. They didn't have to win games on the ground. They didn't have to rely on their run game to win them games. This was, you know, with the weather, were they, you know, question mark, were they going to be able to do that? They absolutely did. And that was something that, again, they stuck to the whole time, and they didn't let an early deficit deter them from continuing to pound away on the ground.
No, I agree 100%. They didn't have the panic mode, and it's because they trust what they have and what they can do so much. You know what I mean? And that's one of the things too, that, like you said, we used to get so frustrated because at the end of the day, yes, the weather does play a huge factor, but you're still playing the same team that you had planned for and they're facing the same weather. You know what I mean? So that's, I went into the game saying that that's the nice thing about weather. It's not bias. It's going to be bad for both of you. Yep. So it's going to affect both teams. So it's nice to see them not panic. And like you said, do their game plan and just go with it and trust it.
Yeah. And that's, it's an excellent point about the weather. And Hassan Reddick said the same thing after the game. You know, they were asking about, you know, my child agrees as well. They were asking, you know, him about, you know, how easy or hard was it essentially to be able to create those turnovers. And he was like, you know, with the weather, and he was like, you know, the conditions didn't only exist when the Jags offense was on the field. So like, why should they get the weather as an excuse for their fumbles and not just give us the credit as a defense for what we did? Because the Eagles did not, you know, didn't turn the ball over like that. And Jags did. So you're absolutely right. You know, weather is the one thing that it doesn't show a bias. And, you know, the Eagles were able to overcome the weather and still, you know,
kick ass.
Yeah, extremely dominant football team.
They did. It was awesome.
it's so good because, you know, but again, I'm sure we'll get it this week. You know, we had the, you know, oh, the Lions are, they're an up and coming team. You know, look out. This isn't just an easy win. Oh, it's just the Lions. And then it's,
well,
oh,
just going along with it. So the first 6 weeks of the season, I saw this tweet today, and obviously you're already saying, and you're right on, but there was a storyline for each of these games that we could have been upset. Week one, we were going against Deuce Staley. They were supposed to be a better team. They had the HBO
Hard
show,
Knocks,
what, Hard Knocks, yes. And then week two, Jalen Reagor was now on Minnesota Vikings, and the guy,
Justin Jefferson, you know,
and the guy that we chose, Reagor. Yep. So that was that storyline. Week three, Carson Wentz, enough there. Week five, Doug Peterson. This week, we have Zach Ertz, who had some beef before he left with the front office here. And then the following week, it's Cowboys. And you don't even need a storyline trap for that because it's just the Cowboys. So right there, just the first 6 weeks, very trappy. Even though we are a good team, like, it is one of those things where, like, I feel like every time we do a breakout, we're like, we think this is going to happen, but this could also happen.
Right. Well, you know, it's just the Eagle. We have to, this was the toughest opponent that the Eagles have faced so far.
Yes.
And they still, I mean, every box that you are looking for the Eagles to check, you know, you and I know more than anything. We've had the same conversation for the last 2 years. We've had the same conversations week in, week out when recapping a game and previewing the next game. What do you want to see? X, Y, Z. What do you actually see? XYZ, what would you change? The exact same thing.
100%.
Every week. We had the same conversation. Now, not only are they winning games, they're checking all of these different boxes, right? So week one, you know, can they go out on the road? Can they, you know, put up points, get a big win? Check. Okay, we want to see, you know, this from Jalen Hurts, that from Jalen Hurts. Monday Night Football, check, check. Okay. Oh, now what? We want to see the defense. We want to see the sacks. We want to see the turnovers. We want to see all the... Check, check. We want to see them face some adversity and after what's going to happen when they get down early and have to come back and win and put up points to be able to succeed. Check.
100%. And the weather also added to that because that's also another check we didn't even know we needed. But in that game, they showed that they trust themselves. They trust their game plan and their football IQ is just there. You know what I mean? Because they could have been stupid. And that's one of my takeaways. And I'll say it again, but like, those five takeaways for the Eagles D, that obviously is amazing. But to me, that's more of a testament for our offense and how well they played and how good their ball handling was yesterday.
Yeah.
So like they showed us even other stuff that we wanted to see in that game.
100%. It was, you know, it ultimately from the numbers, it was a really good game for the Eagles. Unfortunately, the you know, biggest negative, I think, of yesterday was there were some injuries that came out of it. You know, Avante Maddox and Boston Scott, neither of them played. So we'll keep an eye out for what happens with them this week, how serious those things are kind of looking like. Darius Slay got hurt, yes, and Ruby is very upset about the injuries.
She said, no!
No, not again! I forget who it was, but it was like, you know, something like Doug Peterson walks back into the link and the injury bug comes back with him for the Eagles. It's ridiculous.
Literally.
Darius Slay was questionable going into the game with that back injury. But he was, what, a forearm that, you know, it happened really, really early.
Yeah.
And then Jordan Mailata with the shoulder, Isaac Seumalo with the ankle. So
I wonder if the forearm, hopefully it's not that bad, because that was one of my things. I even went into it and being like, man, I wonder how Jason Kelsey's joints are feeling today. You know what I mean? Because it was cold. It was wet. That is the worst type of environment for an athlete. And all the athletes listening to this understand exactly what I mean. But somebody like Jason Kelsey, I was like, oh, like his body's got to hurt. And I feel like that's probably Darius Slay went into that extra stiff and everything. So like he probably, hopefully his forearm's not too bad, but maybe it was just like, okay, like you already got a rough back. Your forearm's hurting now. Not the type of weather that we need you playing. Let's just preserve you. So hopefully Darius is okay. Jordan concerns me. The MRI today, we'll see. And that one, it just sucks because he even said that, like, he heard it trying to stop the pick six, like, the score there. So that just, you know, he probably wasn't even thinking. He was just playing out of passion in that. So that's why that really sucks. Isaac Seumalo, how bad is that injury supposed to be? I haven't seen much about his ankle since.
I haven't seen much of anything else either. So I guess we'll just wait and see what happens today or what Nick says when he comes out for his presser today. And we'll
big boys and linemen, their ankles are usually pretty delicate because they just put so much pressure on it at the line. So hopefully it's not too bad.
Yeah. So we'll keep an eye out for that today, but we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about some of our takeaways from the game. You are listening to the Babes on Broad on BGN Radio.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries, not including...
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on, and there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
Welcome back into episode number 87 of Babes on Broad. So we took you down through the breakdown of the game. That sounds weird. Took you down through the breakdown. But Jess, give me your final takeaways of the game. What'd you like that you saw?
So Ruby is just loving her. She's
never been disappointed.
No.
Never been disappointed.
My child is 4-0. Ruby's never seen the Philadelphia Eagles lose. She's never seen the Delaware Blue Hens lose a football game either, which is shocking. And she's never seen the GA Patriots lose a football game either. Ruby, the teams that Ruby supports from a football perspective, she's never seen them lose a game. I mean, can you?
And she's never seen the Phillies miss the playoffs.
Yeah, so don't ruin that, Phillies. Jesus. I will tell you, though, her debut into the world, she was 10 days early. And when I was trying to get her out of me, the Phillies had a 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon game that they ruined their longest win streak of the season on. And they got absolutely obliterated by the Arizona Diamondbacks 13-2.
I remember that game.
And it was actually right in the period of the whole game lasted for the whole period of time that I was trying to push her out. So I was yelling at the TV. So I'm trying to get a baby out of me and I'm all on all kinds of drugs trying to get the baby out of me. And I'm yelling at the TV and, you know, like the husband's like, it's okay. Push. And he's like, wait, what just happened to the Phillies game? And I'm mid-push and I'm like, oh, Bryce Harper just struck out. It was the strangest thing.
So I love it.
So Phillies, I'm going to need you to make the playoff, please.
Yeah, at least just make it.
But anyway, yes. In terms of the Eagles game, back on track. I think my biggest takeaways from yesterday was, I think you and I talked about when we were sort of previewing this game, how we thought that it was going to be won or lost at the line of scrimmage and on both sides of the ball. And I thought yesterday the Eagles offensive line dominated completely and the D line absolutely abused Trevor Lawrence all day. You know, Jason Kelce hasn't allowed a quarterback hit since week 6 of the 2021 season. That's like almost 1,000 snaps. Lane Johnson was handling the number one overall pick in Trayvon Walker, who's been playing out of his mind. Like that Jags is no joke at all.
Yes.
And you know, Jalen Hurts stayed very clean aside from, I think, tripping over Jack Driscoll at one point, like totally fine. So that, and as well as guys stepping in and not missing a beat. Just mentioned Jack Driscoll. Like, he's been playing on the right side of the offensive line since he's been an Eagle. And he stepped in at left tackle yesterday. And other than, you know, getting pushed back a little bit and tripping Jalen Hurts, like, he did a great job. Sua Opeta had to come in last week at left guard for Landon Dickerson. But he, again, seamlessly came in for Isaac Seumalo at right guard, and the line continued to dominate. And I thought that, you know, Josiah Scott in for Avante Maddox and Zach McPherson coming in for Darius Slay, they, you know, got beaten a little bit early, but did a really, really solid job for two guys. Again, you know, Avante and Darius Slay, like, both having amazing seasons so far. So two guys being able to really come in and, you know, step it up and really kind of seamlessly fill in there as well. You know, again, the D-line and the linebackers did an amazing job of taking some of the pressure off those guys in coverage. But I thought that both lines yesterday was what really, you know, my biggest takeaway of how well both sides of that played. And then, you know, guys stepping in when they needed to be able to make sure that, you know, there were no beats missed when guys went down.
Yeah, no, those are great points. I agree with you 100% on the lines, because that is something that we mentioned. So I already kind of said everything, but yeah, the five takeaways from our defense, amazing. You love to see it, but that really, like, was a testament to how good our offense was and how much control they had of yesterday's game. So that was one of my biggest takeaways from the day. And then also, we mentioned it in the first half of the show, is just the fact that we wanted to see if they could really be dominant throughout the game and come back when they needed to, and kind of just keep their foot on the throttle throughout the whole game. And if they had that stamina, if they had that second half adjustments that they could make, and they proved that they could. So those are really my two takeaways, is just, like you said, the lines really having control of the game. And then the fact that we once again saw what we needed to see. And it's just week after week, they keep improving and improving and showing everything. They're not getting too cocky, which I love the fact that they're dancing and you're seeing that in the locker room again, because that is just such 2017, 2018 vibes. And I love that.
Vibes are so good.
Yes. But I love it even more that they can have that kind of camaraderie and know they're good and celebrate, but not come out cocky where they think they're better than everybody. Because that's one of the things that makes me most fearful, is if a team is that good and they think that they're better than everybody, because that's when you do see them slow down and not want to make adjustments and just think they're good enough for now. But this team really seems to have that wherewithal where it's like, no, we do need to make these adjustments if we want to be the elite number one team in this league at the end of this season, you know? So that's what I love to see.
Yeah. And it, not only is it, you're absolutely right. Like, you love to see them genuinely enjoying each other, because I think that the most successful teams, at least that we have seen in Philly, has been teams that you feel like you're almost a part of it, like
100%
all of them, right? Like, you can wrap your arms around the team.
Yep.
It's just fun. That's how the 2008 Phillies were, and it's how the 2017 Eagles were, you know? And there were so many different reasons why of all of those things, but those are the two, those are the things that I remember most, is like, it was fun. It was fun being in the stands for all of their games. It was fun seeing the videos come out afterwards, especially in 2017, the way that, you know, the whole underdog thing and, you know, playing dreams and nightmares constantly. Like, the Eagles, the way that they run games at Lincoln Financial Field and the music they use and everything, they, like, upended everything, all of what they usually do to keep all of, like, keep those vibes going. And that was what was so much fun, because it felt like everyone was a part of it. Truly.
100%. I feel like I could see these guys on the street and go up and put my arm around them and be like, hey, buddy, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
And that's what you want, is like a team that just fits into the city. And that's when they have so much success, is when they have that team camaraderie. And that's not even just professional teams. That's any team anywhere. Like, their team camaraderie is huge for the performance and the level of play that you're going to have. So that's just something that's amazing. But then the fact that they have that within their organization and are able to exude it out into the city, it's just something special.
Yeah, it absolutely is. So it's, you know, again, it's, you don't want to get your hopes up too high and you don't want to overdo it, but gosh darn it, we're going to enjoy it while it's happening.
100%. So Just we said that we're so excited about this team, all the goods. What is, do you have any concerns about this team? Like anything that's a little bit of a red flag to you?
Honestly, like I think sort of what I said earlier about it, just like feeling like a too good to be true situation.
Yeah.
Like I don't have any legitimate concerns. Like I think this
you're
is
just a Philly fan
downfall kind of thing. Yeah, exactly.
A scarred Philly fan.
They're 4-0. Every game feels trappy. It feels too good to be true. You know, if the injury bug kind of continues like that, you know, I'd say their depth everywhere except for the offensive line is concerning to me.
Yeah,
they really do start to get hurt. Like, I think we could be able to make, like, would it absolutely 100,000,000% suck to lose Jordan Mailata? Absolutely. Do I want to lose Jordan Mailata? No. But do I think that the season's over if they lose Jordan Mailata? Also no. So, you know, I think I would prefer to have Jordan Mailata in there as the starting left tackle. But if, you know, they have some, if they the child's drooling on me now. if they have some, you know, injury issues on the offensive line, like that doesn't concern me as much as if they are to continue to get injured, like within the secondary, or if Miles Sanders were to get hurt, or, you know, their wide receiver or something like that. So, also, I would like to point out that we did talk about how Miles Sanders would absolutely have the best season of any Eagle if he were to stay healthy. And so far, he's on that.
He's killing it. I know. Well, we had faith in him. And we said, I mean, we mentioned it. As long as he could stay healthy, he has the talent.
100%.
So it's something that you really like to see. I agree with you. My biggest concern for this team, they're playing flawlessly. I love the energy. I love everything about this team. But I need them to stay healthy.
Yes.
And it's just something that we fear every season for every team in Philadelphia. And we never escape it. And especially we just had two big ones in the Philly season and stuff. So like, it just seems that we always have the worst luck with that. So that's what I'm most fearful about. I just need this team to stay healthy. I could give or take a few minor injuries, obviously, because it is football and you expect that. Right. And I mean, we had it in 2017. It was huge next man up mentality. And that's part of why the entire team was best friends and as good as they were. But yeah, that is my biggest fear, is just please stay healthy, and please major keys, especially stay healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the injury concern, and that I think goes right along with that. Like it almost feels too good to be true.
Yeah.
But again, that's how 2017 felt. It was almost too good to be true. And Carson Wentz tore his ACL and we were like, it was too good to be true. Right. Like,
yeah, we can't take that big of an injury again.
No, I don't.
Please. Not that one. I'm not even saying the name, but just not that, you know,
just nothing of that nature. We're not putting that out into the air.
No,
but you know, ultimately another really good win, checked even some more boxes, and, you know, looking forward to, you know, next week, because we'll talk about it later this week. We'll put another episode out, but the Arizona Cardinals are not looking great.
Not great. Still a trappable team.
Probably watch a little more film.
Yeah. Not great, but still a trappable team. But we'll talk about it, like you said, at the end of the week or later this week.
Yep. So we're going to wrap up this episode for today. Thank you for listening to episode 87. Oh, yeah. The baby's done. listening to episode 87 of Babes on Broad. As always, thank you to SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation for hosting us. Like I said, we'll be back later this week to preview the matchup against the Cardinals. Make sure you're following everywhere on all the socials, subscribed, all the good stuff. And we will talk to you later this week.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.